Now, the new drama, Nona from Nowhere. The makers of Babbo present a new radio drama, Nona from Nowhere. The story of an adopted daughter whose kindly foster father has asked a famous Hollywood producer to redeem a promise given when his life was saved by making the amazing request that the producer marry a girl he has never seen before. His adopted daughter, Nona Brady, Nona from Nowhere. Listen, ladies, listen. It's the cleaning news of the century.
Your way to clean pots and pans, bathroom and kitchen fixtures faster than you ever thought possible.
It's with new improved Babbo for 1950.
New faster than ever Babbo, now with revolutionary detergent action that rinses dirt away.
You know about the new detergents, how they give whiter, cleaner washes, save time and work. Well, the amazing detergent action now in new improved Babbo does the exact same thing for pots and pans, bathtubs and refrigerators.
It rinses dirt away with lightning speed.
You save more precious time than even Babbo could save before.
And it's no wonder. For new 1950 Babbo now works two ways. First, dissolves grease. Melts away grease that causes 90% of your hard scouring.
Second, the modern detergent action now in new improved Babbo penetrates dirt, loosens it, rinses it away.
Results are simply amazing. Surfaces come thoroughly clean, gleam and sparkle. There's no hard work. And you're through faster than you ever thought possible.
Try new Babbo for pots and pans, bathroom and kitchen fixtures. Ask your grocer for new improved B-A-B-O Babbo, now with revolutionary detergent action. And now the curtain rises on Nona from Nowhere. 23-year-old Nona Brady is deeply resolved to turn away from her love for fascinating Vernon Dutell, the brilliant Hollywood director. For Nona believes that Vernon has only pretended to be in love with her because of his friendship with her foster father, Pat Brady. But Vernon's love for Nona has become the most important thing in his life, and he violently resents the interest that Emery Monaco, a rival producer at Palladium Films, has shown in her. It's now late afternoon on the set at Palladium Films, and the star, Thelma Powell, calls angrily.
Nona? Nona, come here.
What is it, Thelma?
Come here.
Well, Vernon said to go on to the dressing room and get ready to go home. We're not going to rehearse the scene again today.
I suppose you're glad to go home now. After we wasted today, thanks to you.
That's not true, Thelma, and I won't let you blame me again. I did not cause all the delays today.
You certainly did. Here we are in the midst of one of the most costly productions of the year, and everything has to stop while Vernon gives you acting lessons.
I never claimed to know anything about acting. I didn't ask Vernon for the part in this picture. He gave me a screen test, and he wanted me to do the part.
Oh, I can't go on. I can't. My nerves won't stand it.
Thelma, it's been a long and difficult day for you. Why don't you wait until tomorrow to talk to me? Perhaps you can give me some suggestions.
I can't. I'm an artist. Oh, how can they make me suffer like this? Vernon, please come here.
I don't see him anywhere on the set, Thelma.
Oh.
That's the producer, Emery Monaco.
What's the trouble, Thelma? Shall I call your maid?
Thank you, no, Emery. I don't need my maid. But it's been a frightful, nerve-torturing day.
I'm extremely sorry to hear that, Thelma. Nona, I was looking for you. I came on the set to find you.
Vernon said we finished work for the day, Mr. Monaco. I was on my way to my dressing room.
Wait, I must see you.
Oh, Vernon, darling, there you are.
Thelma, what in the world's delaying you and Nona? I told you we'd get back to that scene in the morning.
I'm so worried about it, I won't sleep tonight.
If you're so worried, Thelma, I'm sure Vernon can take time right now to explain all the subtle points.
I thought, Monaco, I said I'd go back to the scene in the morning.
You're directing the picture, Vernon, and a great deal of its success depends on Thelma. You talk to her and stop her from worrying, eh? Come on, Nona. I'll take you to your dressing room.
You'll do nothing of the kind.
What's that, Vernon?
I warned you this morning, Monaco, to stay off this set. You have no connection with this picture.
Isn't JML still president of Palladium Films? Why don't you find out what he told me at 3 o'clock, huh? Where do you think you're getting off trying to run the whole studio?
This must be dull to Nona and Thelma. Come along, Nona. I'll take you to the dressing room.
But, Vernon,
I'll see you later, Thelma. Come on, Nona, this way.
All right, Vernon.
I warn you, Dutelle, think over what I told you.
I shall, Monaco.
Vernon.
Yes, darling?
Don't, please.
Call you darling.
No, Vernon, I'm serious.
My adored one. My love.
What I'm trying to say is, I'm sorrier than I can possibly tell you that Thelma feels as she does about my being on the picture.
Don't let that disturb you.
But, Vernon, she's a famous star, and, well, I can imagine how she feels. After all, I wouldn't be in the picture if you weren't an old friend of Daddy Pat's.
Oh, nonsense. Your screen test was marvelous.
You directed me in it, and you helped me to be good in it. When I look back, Vernon, I keep remembering all Daddy Pat said to you about his wanting me out of that office.
Pat believed you had talent for acting, and you have. Make no mistake about it.
What?
I'll tell you in a second. Here's your dressing room.
Yes. Won't you come in?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You were saying something about my talent for acting.
Oh, yes, yes, so I was. Well, it's understandable for Pat to think you escaped hard work when you left your office job. But what you've escaped, darling, is nothing to what you've come into.
Just exactly what do you mean?
You'll have to work about 16 hours a day. You'll be coached, you'll take dancing lessons, you'll study voice, you'll want to learn to talk to photographers, reporters, autograph seekers, and there'll be hundreds of other things.
No, I'm afraid I can't do it. It's all a mistake, Vernon. You have too much confidence in me.
Oh, no, I haven't, darling. Now, Nona, listen to me, please, for just 1 minute. You
Vernon,
have...
darling!
Oh.
It's Thelma Powell.
Yes, I know, but...
Vernon, I have to see you now about that scene, or I won't be able to come to the studio tomorrow.
Thelma...
I'm ill with worry. Nothing about it is right. Vernon, we have to talk about it now, or I'll be prostrate with nerves by tomorrow.
Thelma, dear, you mustn't be so excited.
But you know what this picture means to me. I'm not casual about my work. No artist ever is. Oh, Vernon,
all
I...
All right, Thelma, I'll go to your dressing room with you, and we'll go over the scene. Nona?
Yes?
The studio car will take you home.
Well, thank you, Vernon.
Do come on, Vernon.
I'm coming, Thelma. But nothing has happened to call for all this excitement and hysteria.
As Nona watches Vernon leave her dressing room with Thelma, she can't foresee the extraordinary circumstances under which she'll see him again. And now, 20 minutes later... Nona sitting beside Vernon's bitter rival, Emery Monaco, in his car. And Monaco is saying...
Nona, it was typical of Vernon to want to send you home in the studio car while he stayed with Thelma.
I don't mind that, Mr. Monaco.
Luckily, I was there. I was waiting to drive you home.
It was awfully nice of you.
Don't say that in that charming voice of yours that can sound so polite and impersonal.
But it is nice of you, Mr. Monaco. I hope the apartment isn't out of your way.
Nona, are you angry with me?
Angry? Well, why should I be?
Well, Vernon claims to be such a devoted friend to you and your foster father, Pat Brady. But I don't like Vernon, and I say so. Would you rather that I were a hypocrite?
Mr. Monaco, I don't think anyone should be a hypocrite. People in the same work can't always agree. You and Vernon have been at the studio together for a good many years.
Nona, I believe in destiny. Just as some men are meant to be friends, others are destined to be enemies. And I think death is the referee.
That's the strangest thing I've ever heard.
Vernon hates me, and the hatred grew first within him. Oh, I'm frank to say I don't like his ideas or his arrogance.
What did you mean when you said death is the referee?
You sound quite disturbed. Are you afraid of great words like death and life? And love?
Mr. Monaco, you did sound as if you thought it was a kind of duel to the death between you and Vernon. But I understand now you were just using a figure of speech.
Perhaps, in a sense. Though I have a very unusual philosophy of life. I'll tell you about it if you'll dine with me tonight.
Oh, well, thank you, but Daddy Pat expects me at home.
Oh, you don't have to sit at home with your foster father every night, do you?
Oh, no. Daddy Pat wants me to have lots of friends.
I'd like for you to see the Green Shack.
I've heard that name.
It's one of the well-known Hollywood places.
I've heard of it. Isn't it sort of an informal nightclub?
Yes, that's what it is. We could have an early dinner there. I promise you'll enjoy it. It's different from anything you've ever seen. Oh, please, Nona.
Well, I would like to see the Green Shack, Mr. Monaco, but I better talk it over with Daddy Pat.
Fine, we'll leave it like that. I don't believe he'll object. Do you?
Well, Vernon.
Yes, Pat. I hope it's all right that I didn't phone first before driving out here.
Oh, sure. Come right on in.
Thanks. Is Nona here?
Oh, I'm sorry to say she's not.
She's not?
No, she got home from the studio, but she went back out again about 15 minutes ago.
Oh.
She went out to have dinner with Emery Monaco and...
With Monaco? Did he telephone her?
Oh, he brought her home from the studio in his car.
The devil he did. Where are they?
Well, Vernon, I'm thinking you know there's a restaurant called the Green Shack.
The Green Shack? Pat, he isn't taking Nona there.
But why...
No, he wouldn't dare take her to a place like that.
Well, is something wrong with it? You mean it's not a nice place?
You keep calm, Pat.
Now, Vernon...
Green Shack is just a noisy place and a bit on the notorious side.
That man must be mad to take Nona to a place like that.
He is. But don't you worry, Pat.
Vernon, don't be telling me not to worry.
I'll take care of it, Pat. I won't let her go there with Monaco. I'm going to drive after them right now and bring Nona home.
Fateful words. Will Nona appreciate Vernon's interfering? Desperate forces are set in motion that lead to sudden death. But Vernon and Pat are thinking only of their love for Nona. Vernon doesn't foresee the strange and dark challenge just ahead that threatens Nona from nowhere. Give it one try, ladies, and you'll say it's better than ever. New, improved 1950 Babo, now with revolutionary detergent action. New Babo cleans faster than you ever thought possible. Surfaces sparkle brighter, too, because new, improved Babo now works two ways. One, new Babo dissolves grease that causes 90% of your daily scouring. Two, new Babo's revolutionary detergent action penetrates dirt, loosens it, rinses it away. It's sheer cleaning magic. Try it. Today, get new, improved 1950 Babo, now with amazing detergent action. Ladies, you'll never touch a dish towel again once you discover that other Babo product. It's Glim, the wonderful concentrated liquid that cuts dishwashing time in half. Makes dishes and glasses sparkle without wiping. With Glim, you wash dishes faster and easier than ever before. For here's truly greaseless dishwashing. No grease foam on the water, no grease left on dishes, no grease ring around the sink or dishpan. You simply take the cap off the Glim bottle, fill it, then pour the liquid into empty sink or dishpan. Turn water on full force and wash your dishes in instant suds. Then rinse and rack. That's all. Dishes, glasses, dry, sparkling bright without wiping. It's faster, easier. And Glim saves you money over soaps or powders. It's concentrated. You use so little, a single bottle gives you 50 dishwashings. What's more, Glim is as kind to hands as beauty soap. Try it. Today at your grocer's, get the bottle with the bright red label that says G-L-I-M, Glim. This is Ford Bond speaking and asking you to join us on this station at the same time tomorrow when the amazing new story of Nona from Nowhere will again be brought to you by Babo, the grease-dissolving cleaner, and by Glim, the amazing liquid that gives you greaseless dishwashing.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.